This morning we want to think on something different than going through the book of James as we've been. I'm sure we're all familiar with what's been going on in our country. First of all, with the COVID-19 pandemic, and now with rioting and looting and all of that that's going on. As I think of that, it reminds me of 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, rash, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he talks about a lot of different things here, and we see so many of those in our society today, plus everything that's been going on now. As we look in the Old Testament, spoke of resurrection and the coming of the Messiah, but it didn't mention the rapture of the church like what we're looking for today. In John 14, 1-3, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong scripture. He is telling them, he said, I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you, but I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, he alluded to it, but he didn't specifically mention it. And then in Acts chapter 1, 10 and 11, when Jesus, after he had died and had ascended and was now ascending up in the heaven, the disciples were there watching him. And suddenly there were a couple angels with them. And they said, this same Jesus, which is going up for you, will come in like manner as you have seen him go. Now, they still didn't indicate anything beside his return to earth. But then the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 51-52 said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep or die, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now notice he begins with that, I show you a mystery. A mystery is something before not revealed. It's new. It's unexpected. And he tells us that not every believer is going to die, but all, whether they've already died or whether they're still alive, are going to be changed. They're going to be resurrected, and we're going to meet the Lord in the air. Now, a song was written that says this, O joy, O delight, should we go without dying? No sickness, no sadness, no dread, and no crying. Caught up through the clouds with our Lord into glory, when Jesus receives his own. And then the chorus goes, O Lord Jesus, how long, ere we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. When this takes place, the rapture of the church is going to take place quickly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we won't be able to say, he's coming. No, it's going to just take place in the twinkling of an eye, and he'll be here. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 16, it says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Notice that the Lord himself shall descend. And that's a very precious truth. In our country, when foreign dignitaries come for a visit, they may be greeted by the vice president or the secretary of state or some other cabinet member. But when the president greets this person, we know that this visitor is a very, very important person. And 1 Thessalonians tells us that the Lord himself shall receive us unto himself. He will come personally. Why? Because we are very, very important to him. Because he loves us and he died for us to redeem us, and we belong to him. And so we are very important to him. Now back to 1 Corinthians 15. What about this changed body? It says we shall all be changed. Well, are we going to go to heaven like we are? When you think of people, especially that have died, there's been a lot of aborted babies and babies that were miscarried. My first wife, Cheryl, had 4 miscarriages. Are those little tiny infants that you could hold in your hand? Is that how we'll see them in heaven? Or a new baby, or a teenager, or an older person that's in his 80s or 90s or 100s with a withered and wrinkled body? Is that how they'll be in heaven? What will all of us be like? Well, again, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 through 38 says, But some man will say, How are the dead raised? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance be wheat or some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him. Now, you ride out through the countryside and you see the cornfields. You don't see a bunch of kernels of corn laying out in the field. You see the green shoots coming up and the plants. It's different than when it was put into the ground. Think back of creation, for example, when God created the world, when he made trees or grass or different types of like wheat or whatever. He didn't make seeds so that it had to grow into trees or grass. He created the mature plants. And like the birds, he didn't create the eggs or little chickens. He created mature birds and the animals. And Adam and Eve, he didn't create a baby girl and a baby boy to grow up. No, they were mature, ready to bear children, and that's why he gave them the command, multiply and replenish the earth. You see, each had a new nature when we are raptured. Each person raptured will have a new nature. Now, I want to look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. And it says this, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, or Christ shall come for us, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so Scripture tells us that we're going to be like Christ. And you remember after Christ was raised from the dead, he was known. The disciples recognized him. They weren't looking for his resurrection, but when they realized that that was the resurrected Christ, then they could recognize him. Now, in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 43, Luke 24, verses 36 to 43, it says, And as he thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. But he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not because of joy and wonderment, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. Now, when we go to be with the Lord, we are going to be changed into new glorified bodies, mature bodies. And we're going to have a body as we have, hands, feet, and we'll be able to eat. And we'll know one another, I'm sure, and we'll know departed loved ones. All of that is going to take place when we are changed into our new glorified bodies. Now again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 19 to 20 says, For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as is at his coming? For you are his glory and joy. You see, when we are changed, we're going to be like Christ. But the question might be asked, well, now, you say we're not going to be wrinkled people or babies or that. We're going to be mature. And yet Christ had the nail prints in his hand yet and in his feet. And also in his side where the spear pierced him. Well, that was so that when we get to heaven, even though the rest of us have been changed and have new glorified bodies, we will recognize him. He will be the one with the nail prints in his hands and feet. And he will be the one had the spear placed in his side. And through all eternity in our mature bodies, glorified bodies, we will recognize the one who made it possible for us to be there. You see, on earth, men and women live together in family units to continue the race. But in heaven, there will be no need of that. We will not live as husbands or wives or as parents with children. We will serve and worship God. But above all, notice in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory. We will see him and be like him in glory. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27 says this, that he might present you to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that we should be holy and without blemish. You see, we're going to be a glorious church, a glorious body of believers all in heaven. And we're not going to have any spot. There will be no sin. And there's not going to be any wrinkle or blemish. There won't be any handicapped people in heaven. There won't be any people without arms or hands or that are crippled. We're all going to be without any kind of blemish whatsoever. And again, as I said before, even though Christ still has the nail prints and that in his hands and feet, it's so we will know him for all eternity and be able to worship him and thank him for what he did, that it might be possible for us to be there with him. Fanny Crosby wrote this, through the gates to the city in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I shall minister with delight, but I long to see my Savior first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hand. Yes, folks, we're going through a lot in these days in which we're living. These are definitely perilous days, but we have a glorious, wonderful hope. Jesus is coming again, and we shall be caught up, whether we're still alive or whether we've already died. We're going to be changed and caught up to meet him in the air and to be with him forever and ever. And if there's anybody listening to this that hasn't received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to make that decision today, so that you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that when that trumpet sounds and the Lord Jesus comes, you'll be caught up to meet him in the air, and you'll be with the host of believers who know Jesus and are there with him for all eternity. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we could look into your word. And we thank you, even though these are very, very difficult days, they're perilous days in which we're living. We thank you that it's just another indication that Jesus is coming again, perhaps really soon. And we'll be caught up to meet him in the air and be with him forever and ever. And we just thank you for that glorious hope that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.